Thank you for the hold. My name's Mercedes, the supervisor on the floor in the fire department. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Marcia Shire, and there's a charge on my card that I'm questioning.
Okay, yes, ma'am. You did just verify it, Ms. Marcia Shire. Yes, ma'am, and only to verify she did transfer over the right person, could you please verify your address for me?
1137 Townsview Place, that's Worcester, Ohio, 44691.
Okay, yes, ma'am, and thank you for that. And I do see this is started on April 29th. Do you remember any surveys coming to your phone saying that you want a tactical bag and all you had to do is pay shipping and handling, and a total of $5.74 was paid for the shipping and handling?
I don't remember that.
Yes, ma'am. Do you think anybody in your household could have placed it, well, did this survey for that tactical bag and paid that $5.74 off your card?
I was still in a nursing home. Let's see.
You can ask him and say it was delivered on May 3rd. Well, but you're saying that this wasn't an authorized charge that needed to come off your card. You didn't authorize that payment of the $5.74.
I don't even remember any of this. And
okay,
I don't
yes,
know.
Ma'am.
You said it was a bag?
Yes, ma'am. Like a little tote bag, a little tactical bag that you can throw over your shoulder. Yes, ma'am. But I will file this as fraud for you. Could you please verify your email address?
Shire, S-H-A-R-I-E-R, M-O-M, 50, at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for that. And only to verify, the last verification I need is your phone number.
330-641-3722.
Okay, yes, ma'am, and thank you for that information as well. So I will file this as fraud for you. I'd just like for you to be aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded over for a pending investigation. As long as you're sure no one in your household or anyone that you may know placed your original order, I will proceed with the claim.
Nobody I know. I don't know how anybody could got the number to do it.
Okay, yes,
but believe me, I had $400 taken off my card before from somebody all the way out in L.A.
Ooh.
And I don't know anybody in L.A.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do have this $67.32 going back into your account no later than 3 to 5 business days. And I also have a confirmation number to confirm you've been canceled as well.
Okay. I'm
yes,
ready.
And that confirmation number, C as in Charlie, 260-175-654.
654. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to repeat that back to me?
Okay. C 260-175-654.
Yes, ma'am. That
sorry.
Is correct. Oh, no, ma'am. You're fine. And this account is canceled and refunded of your... Let's see, $67.32. Yes, ma'am.
They took, they took, so what are we doing with the $67.32?
It's being refunded and going back into your account no later than 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I just, when I saw this on my bank statement, I just said, what is this? So I just called the phone number that's next to it. And
okay, yes, ma'am. That's fine. And I do got you canceled and refunded, so this won't happen again.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
I hope you do, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.